and welcome to Tales of the Dog Park. The podcast looks to brighten your day, talk about some of our favorite dogs and their stories from our local dog park. And maybe we'll throw in a laugh here or there.
I'm your host, Lindsay.
And I'm Molly.
And today we have a very special guest with us, Darlene, my ma. Ma, say hello to the people.
Hi, everyone.
And she's going to be talking to us a little bit about the miniature schnauzer and that we used to have. Her name was Sheba.
But before we tell her story, Lindsay's going to share a little bit about the miniature schnauzer breed.
Thanks, Molly. So the miniature schnauzer originated from Germany, and it was bred to be a ratting dog. The coat of a miniature schnauzer, depending on how they're groomed, ranges between harsh and wiry to soft and curly. The color of the coat comes in four different options: black, salt and pepper, black and silver, and white. But fun fact, white is not actually permitted for showing in America and in Canada. There's a big controversy around it. Check it out if you have time.
Yeah.
We're not getting into it on this podcast.
No controversy here.
No controversy here. The size of a miniature schnauzer is small, between 11 and 20 pounds. Their height is between 11 and 14 inches, and their life expectancy is between 12 and 15 years. The temperament of a miniature schnauzer, according to the American Kennel Club, is described as alert and spirited, yet obedient to command, friendly, intelligent, and willing to please, never overly aggressive or timid. Miniature schnauzers are considered a good guard dog because they have the inclination to bark rather than to bite, so they're very alerting towards any strangers. And while the miniature schnauzer is part of the terrier group in North America, because they don't have the same genetics as the rest of the terriers that come from Great Britain, they tend to be much more laid back than the rest of the group. So what are the downsides to the miniature schnauzer? First of all, grooming costs. Is very expensive to groom a miniature schnauzer.
It's extremely expensive. More than my having my hair colored and cut. It's very expensive.
And how frequent?
Typically, you should take them every 4 to 5 weeks. We were doing every 2 months because of the cost of it.
Yeah, and they have a very specific haircut, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
They like to look regal.
Mustache.
Yeah, yes. They do. They have to have the mustache. And then they have these, like, eyebrows, too.
Yeah.
Very intense. So, besides the grooming, they're also very loud, as they are guard dogs and they don't want to bite, so they'll just be super loud. Health-wise, they have issues associated with high fat levels, such as hyperlipidemia, and that could cause pancreatitis. They also get diabetes, bladder stones, and eye problems. Mm. They are also prone to comedone syndrome, which produces pus-filled bumps on their backs.
That's disgusting.
That was really gross. So the upside, they're considered to be non-molting, but that really isn't true. They do still shed, just not as much as other dogs. But because of that, they are considered to be one of the hypoallergenic breeds.
Hmm.
They're also compact, which means you can take them with you wherever you go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, fun fact about the miniature schnauzer. On Stanley Coren's The Intelligence of Dogs, they were ranked number 12.
Ooh!
Yes. They're very smart dogs. Maybe too smart for their own good,
yeah.
But we'll get into that a little bit later.
Still not number one. We haven't gotten there yet.
Still not number one.
Oh my gosh.
So famous miniature schnauzers. I looked. I couldn't find any, but I did find famous people that own miniature schnauzers.
Okay.
That includes Janet Jackson, Paul Newman, Rob Lowe, Steve McQueen, Mary Tyler Moore, Bruce Lee, Sugar Ray Leonard, Katherine Heigl, Avril Lavigne, Amy Grant, and Bob Dole. So
that's a lot.
I know. A lot of people really like them. So that's all I have about the breed in itself, and now I am going to pass it over to my ma, and she's going to tell you a little bit about Sheba.
Hi, Sheba came into our lives when Lindsay was about 3 years old. She was in a little preschool, and there was a family there that were breeding schnauzers.
Why were they breeding the schnauzers?
They were teaching their children about the birds and the bees. Need I say more? So Lindsay wanted one of these schnauzers. We already had another dog. We weren't sure we wanted to get the schnauzer, but of course Lindsay batted her big brown hazel colored eyes, and sure enough, we were getting the schnauzer. So Sheba came home, and we bought books on schnauzers, and they don't always like to sleep at night, so put a little clock with the second hand on it so they can hear the tick, 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 tick as they're going to sleep at night, and they should go right to sleep. Needless to say, our little Mickey Mouse Disney clock, alarm clock, that went tick, 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 was not ticking in the morning because Sheba broke the glass, chewed the hands off. So we found that schnauzers don't always like to hear the tick, tick, tick. We had Sheba till she was 17 years old. She ended up being what we call Ma's dog because I was the only one she would come to towards the end of her life.
She was the only one that Sheba would go to ever.
Yeah, she kind of liked me.
Yeah.
Kind of. Sounds, yeah.
No, I would try to pick her up. She'd be like, rah!
And although there were a lot of symptoms, Lindsay said that schnauzers are prone to like diabetes and pancreatitis. We didn't have any of those situations. She was good and healthy till she was about 14, 15 years old.
Wow.
And then she ended up with cataracts. She ended up with vestibular disease, which basically kind of offset her body. So she went around in circles all the time. She was really a sweet little dog.
My mom.
Yeah.
But truly, if you have a schnauzer that you have for anywhere from 12 to 15 years, that's a wonderful life they've had. We couldn't have imagined not having Sheba with us. She was a great little addition to our family.
All right, so how did Sheba get her name?
Lindsay picked Sheba, and I don't remember why. You picked the name, though. We did not pick it.
I have no idea.
I just remember you said, I want to call her Sheba. I don't know if it was a cartoon you saw that had Sheba. There was no,
like She-Ra.
People said Sheba. And I still can picture the picture of her sitting in the front yard in Virginia Beach with Sheba being, gosh, not even 4 inches, maybe 5 inches long, just sitting there petting.
And she was a super cute puppy.
She was the cutest little puppy.
Sheba, all right. Did Sheba have a middle name?
No. No, she was just Sheba Schwartz, SS.
Yeah.
Then, was Sheba your first dog?
No. We had, when I first got married, we had two animals we rescued. One was Bismarck, one was Beulah. And then we got Sheba.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what was Sheba's favorite toy?
That alarm clock, obviously.
You know, she really didn't have, as opposed to our other dogs, like our puggles, like one loves hedgehogs, the other one loves moose. She even never really had a favorite toy. We'd give her a toy, like for her birthday, for Christmas, she'd always get into it. But she never really played with toys. She wasn't into dog toys.
She was into my mom. That was it.
She would sit right by mom every day.
You kind of mentioned this before, but why did you choose this breed or this dog?
I don't think it was even that we chose the breed. I think it was that Lindsay at 3 saw it at her preschool and she was adamant she was bringing this dog home.
And thus I did.
Yes. And actually, in all honesty, most of the dogs that have come into our family have been due to Lindsay. Our lab came.
No, that was totally not me. I didn't even know we were getting one.
That was a surprise.
That was you. That was all you, darling.
But Corona, the beagle was yours.
Yep.
Blossom, the puggle was yours and Freddie's to bring home.
Mm-hmm.
Barnaby, aka Milo, was Lindsay's. So I have never picked a dog of my own. They've all been picked for
me. But you pretend like this has been a great burden, darling.
Has Fred ever picked a dog?
No.
He's like that meme or that joke that just like the dog or
my dad didn't want a dog.
Then he fell in love with the dog.
Yeah, he's still like, there are times where, like, you'll see him and he'll try to pretend like he doesn't love the dog as much as he does.
But he does.
Yeah. That's funny.
Even today when I called him, I said, how are those? He says, oh, the dogs are fine.
Because that's the only question that you should ask your spouse. Yes. Like, how are my dogs?
Yeah. Not happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, no. How are my dogs?
How are the dogs?
What were some nicknames that you had for
Sheba?
For Sheba.
I think we would say Sheba Diva or, you know, come on, Sheba girl. But we didn't have any, like with the other ones, we do have a lot of nicknames.
Yeah. Okay. And what is the most ridiculous thing you have done for your dog? It doesn't have to be Sheba specifically.
Yeah, just any dog.
Ridiculous. Can you think of anything, Lindsay?
I mean, I'm sure we've done plenty of ridiculous things.
Well, I will tell you something Lindsay did. For her favorite lab, She would go every week. She'd say, come on, Coda, we're going to go on a ride. We're going to go on a ride. She'd get him in her little Mazda.
No, it wasn't the Mazda. It was the Golf.
It was
the
Oh my God, it was her Golf.
She
okay.
would
Love it.
Get him in her Volkswagen Golf, and she'd go, come on, we're going to go on a road trip. And the road trip was about 2 miles up the road to the McDonald's, where Dakota would hang his head out of the window and smell the McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Chicken nugs!
Chicken nugs!
Then yes. didn't buy anything for herself. She'd just get Dakota chicken nuggets and they'd come home. And none of the other dogs got the chicken nuggets. Only Dakota.
Well, because he was the best dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Dakota was good.
Yeah. The best dog. So.
I love that.
Okay. So we got rained out at the dog park this week.
Yeah. Monsoon. It was pouring yesterday.
Yeah. So we don't know if it was a lake day. It was lake-like outside. But we didn't actually go to the dog park this week. So because of that, we've decided to fill this segment with a quiz for my Ma.
Yes.
All right, Ma. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to say some facts for you, and they're all going to relate back to some of the dog breeds that we have owned, right? So I have like a Rhodesian Ridgeback in here, the Schnauzer, Beagle, Labrador, etc. Okay. Right? So you're going to guess which breed you think this fact is about.
Okay.
All right. This crossbreed was considered the hottest dog in 2005 and consequently accounted for 50% of crossbreed sales in 2006.
Puggle.
That is correct. That is correct. Crushing it, Ma. All right. This breed is prone to tearing paper when bored.
I would guess that's a Schnauzer.
That is a Schnauzer.
Oh, yes!
You're crushing it. All right. This breed is prone to canine separation anxiety.
Clock's ticking.
Beagle?
That is the Beagle!
Oh, that is!
I was going to say it has to be Beagle because my mom's Puggle has separation anxiety.
This breed is known to not really bark very much.
Rhodesian Ridgeback?
That is so right!
Wow. Oh,
you're crushing it. Okay, I'm pretty sure you're going to get this one. This one's a little bit of a softball. Since 1991, this breed has been America's most popular.
Labrador.
All right.
Ding, 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 ding.
I can't even finish my fun fact. Well, I'm going to finish it for the people so they know. Since 1991, the Labrador has been America's most popular dog breed, but it actually originated in Canada. That's all that we have for this quiz, so.
She went what, 5 for 5?
She went 5 for 5.
Yay!
Perfect record. That's Hall of Fame numbers, Ma.
What's my prize?
You get a pet Julio.
Yeah.
Yay!
Okay, so Ma wants to play her own game, and it's a game with Molly, and she's going to describe what she wants to be her next dog breed that she gets.
Yeah.
All right? So, and then Molly's going to have to guess, and.
As we've mentioned previously, I am horrible at this.
I can't wait.
Molly, there's two breeds that I'm interested in.
Okay.
Both of them are somewhere between 12 to 30 pounds.
That is such a range. Okay.
And it is a range.
Okay.
I will tell you their colorings are mixed black, white, brown, some. One of the breeds comes in a Pembroke.
What color is that?
It's not a color.
And they call and one.
Oh, that's a Corgi.
Yes!
That's one. My other one.
I was like, what color is that?
And they also come in a cardigan as well.
Yes.
A Pembroke and a cardigan. So now the other breed that I'm interested in.
Okay.
Is got longer hair. I believe it's hypoallergenic. Mm-hmm. And it's very stately, but it's not the Queen's dog. That's the hint.
Is it a Scottish Terrier?
No.
Okay.
But you're thinking stately. It's not a Queen.
Is it a Terrier?
No.
No.
It's not a Terrier. Okay.
It is a Spaniel.
Oh, a King Charles.
Yes!
Oh, yeah!
Molly,
God, I did so much better than I thought.
I know. I'm so proud of you, Molly.
Those would be my next two that if we were ever to get another dog, those are the two reasons.
You pretend like you're going to live this fantasy life where you don't own any dogs, and I just don't ever see it happening.
Well, we don't know. Blossom and Barnaby might live another 10 years.
I mean, they could. Well, I told Julio he's living until 30 at least.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. By then, I'm going to be in my
no
golden years.
You'll be just turning 21.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so Molly,
yeah.
What was Loki's moment of the week?
Okay, so I had some people over, and I didn't want him there just because I didn't want to have to worry about him.
Mm-hmm.
So his moment of the week was he went to a bar with Taylor. They went on a little bro date.
I love that the bar that they went to on their sign this week says... Yes. In dog beers, I've only had one. And yes. I was like, that's an invitation for Loki.
It is. And he went, and I guess there was like another dog there that he just didn't like. He actually growled at it.
Oh, I don't think I've ever heard Loki
I've never
growl.
Heard him growl. Well, he growled at a possum once, but
yeah, well,
that's fine.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, so Taylor like panicked and then just took him for a walk, and then he was super tired. So then they went back to the bar, and he was a really well-behaved dog.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And Julio's treat count, not going to be counted in his overall dog park treat count.
Because obviously we didn't go this week.
Yep.
But Ma, how many treats have you given Julio?
Since Thursday, I think the max is 5 or 6.
Five or six. And
what
was the variety of these treats?
He had mostly his little dog treats, but he did get a little inch piece of pizza crust.
Oh, an
pizza
inch.
Pizza crust.
Pizza
yeah.
crust. Yeah, yeah. yeah. Very dog friendly.
Julio, you love grandma, huh?
All right, in our adoptable dog of the week, Lindsay, tell us about Thaddeus.
Yeah, so actually Ma picked this dog.
Ooh.
She picked this dog because I used to have a boss named Thaddeus. So Thaddeus is a 1-year-old red Siberian Husky from Winter Springs, Florida. He's a lover that knows basic commands and obedience and will do anything for a treat. He's very high energy, needs lots of walks and exercise. He gets well with almost all other dogs, but would probably do best with a dog of similar size in his forever home on account mm-hmm. of how playful he is. Mm. Thaddeus's perfect family would be one with another large dog, as we said, and some humans that could be consistent with showing him not to open doors, prevent him from getting on the counters, and to stop him from digging. It's recommended that any children in the home be 10 or older just because of his size and playfulness. So if you want to hear more about Thaddeus, go to Husky Haven of Florida, and that's at huskyhavenfl.org. And they're currently doing a really fun mask fundraiser, so you can stay safe for COVID and also show your love for Huskies.
Oh, that's cute. Also, everything that you just mentioned, mm-hmm. I think is like... stereotypical of a Husky.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you're going in to get a Husky breed, like, all yes, of that all sounds, that like, it. Pretty on point.
Yes.
That's the tale of Dog Park for this week. We want to thank everyone who's listened to the podcast thus far. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, at Tales of the Dog Park, and give us a listen on your favorite streaming platform.
And, Ma, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
You were wonderful. We'll have to have you on again. Stay tuned next week for the tale of Barley, the Bernese Mountain Dog.